Community leaders are sharing Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon's optimism after the State of the County address that emphasized opportunity and unity. President of Center State CEO Rob Simpson says the level of collaboration between government, business, and not-for-profits is as strong as he's ever seen.
We're seeing that translate into wins, whether it's with the STEAM school, whether it's with jobs and economic development projects like JMA Wireless or the major distribution facility in Clay. So many of these things are the product of a shared vision and collaboration, and I've never been more excited about what the future holds for Onondaga County.
But Simpson acknowledges, as did McMahon in his speech, that the future isn't so bright for residents stuck in poverty.
That has to be a part of our focus. We cannot succeed economically. We cannot have a sustainable, vibrant community if we are living economically unequal in such highly segregated ways, especially along racial lines.
Mayor Ben Walsh is glad the county executive has made poverty a top priority.
He knows it's not unique to the city, and it does impact his constituents in our inner-ring suburbs, in our rural areas. But he also knows that as the county, they play a significant role in being able to address that issue. They are the social service provider in this community, so they are often engaging with the key stakeholders, even within the city, sometimes more than we are.
Walsh says tackling poverty as well as sharing services and promoting economic development won't happen without the current alignment in leadership and priorities. Meanwhile, McMahon is also focused on continuing the transformation of Onondaga Lake back to a recreational jewel. He announced Honeywell is donating 40 acres of parkland along the shoreline, the last privately owned property on the lake. County Legislature Chair Dave Knapp says public access is key.
Everybody is curious about the lake, and I think the more we can do to get folks down there to see it, how beautiful it is, what it's become. I was up there at a new viewing area that was built as part of the trail, and it's just gorgeous when you see the city in the distance. I think it's got great potential.
The final pieces of the Loop the Lake Trail are falling into place, in addition to the lake lounge, viewing, and seating area. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.